Blog Talk Radio.
Crick-a-lacking. Anyhow, so this is the Matrix Decoded. I am your humble host, your friendly neighborhood loco. My name is Tokyo Runway, a.k.a. Wavy Blue, a.k.a. El Cantante, a.k.a. the Project Prodigy. More importantly, Mikael Kal-El. And I'm here to basically go over some information with you, offer some information, and give you the chance to call in with questions and or comments. Again, this is the show, Matrix Decoded. Technically, this is our third week and or third episode. There were some technical difficulty issues with the first two episodes. Nevertheless, we are here. We are back. We are grateful to be with you all, to be able to share this information, to have attained some form of enlightenment. I want to start by reading a bit of a disclaimer for you all. So I want to say thank you all for attending this podcast or study or you may call it a think group meeting. One of the purposes of this is to educate and enlighten people on many secrets which operate upon them without their knowledge or consent. We will share our personal experiences, remedies, and other pieces of information that people can use to function as a foreign and or private natural person or people. Please note that I am not an attorney, nor do I want to be one. I do not practice law or give legal advice. I simply convey the message and the information that I was blessed to discover. We were never intended to know this information. Please understand that certain groups or persons and corporations go to great measures to hide and keep people from knowing the things that I will be mentioning in all of these podcasts or meetings. Understand that most of the information brought to light during such will conflict with your general day-to-day thoughts. This is called cognitive dissonance. A bit of mental discomfort. So you're going to hear a lot of information that totally contradicts what you hear on a day-to-day basis. All the things that you were taught by your schools, your peers, your parents, government, religion, so on and so forth. Okay? So if this isn't for you, unbuckle the seatbelt and hop out the car now. Those of you that this is for, strap yourself in and get ready for one hell of a ride, because we're going to go on one. The hope is that people will begin to understand and grasp the truth so that they may begin to live free from oppression and duress. You're encouraged to ask questions and state your concerns. You can call in at 515-605-9749 to do so. Again, that's 515-605-9749. Once you're in, you just hit 1 to be placed in the call queue to express your questions or concerns. So it's not my expectation that you will learn and know and understand everything that I speak of in one episode. However, with due diligence, you can learn and understand some of the things that you are a slave to. Please consider this. This is planted seeds of knowledge. It will be up to you to grow those seeds. Do not wait until it's too late to learn and master this information. I'm going to leave you with this, for it is better to know this information and not need it than to need it and not know it. So let's get right in. I'll first give you a bit of a synopsis of how I got started in this and what actually qualifies me to be able to offer such information to the people. So basically, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, in the hood, and I'm a project baby. Just like a vast majority of other people, all I know is the hood and project life. I was born and raised in it, okay? I was born and raised and brought up also in the Christian rhetoric, right? My mom was a hustler. She used to sell weed and shit in the projects, my mom and my uncle. Long story short, somehow she found her way to the European rhetoric called Christianity. And she began to embark on a life in that path. And she even forced it on her kids. And obviously, one of those kids, right? This was all forced on us, right? So this is all we knew growing up. Hood shit and Christianity. I cuss like a sailor, by the way, you all. So if anybody has a problem with profanity, you may want to tune out also. I shouldn't even say curse because I'm not speaking any specified curse on anyone. It really should just be called rude language. So I use a lot of rude language to express myself. I'm very expressive. And you may hear a lot of fucks, shit. Okay? So don't mind me. Just let me get in my wave and talk my shit, right? Because I'm here to help you all as well as help myself. We're all here to learn together. All right. So anyhow, I know pretty much everything there is to know about the Christian church, okay? Anyhow, so we were brought up in this stuff, and fast forward, I become a grown man, and you get to live and experience for your own without people telling you what to do and forcing information on you. So when you get to think and experience for yourself, most of the time you'll find contradicting and conflicting opinions or views that you were brought up or that was forced upon you. And naturally, that happened for me. I stumbled, you know, as they say, you seek and you shall find, right? I stumbled upon the information that I was never meant to, I wouldn't even say never meant to know, because obviously I found it, but it wasn't particularly intended for our people to know the, some of the things or all of the things that I will be speaking about in while I'm with you on every Friday at 6 p.m. So anyhow, I found a great deal of information, and because I'm the type of person that I am, I decided to do due diligence with this information that I received. I could have just let it go in one ear and out the other and, you know, say, you know, I'm not going to indulge in this because it's not relating to getting a bag or fucking hoes or anything like that. So why would I care about this, right? Because that's the attitude most of us have, right? If it's not about a dollar, if it's not about a piece of fiat currency, it's not money, by the way. We'll get into that at some point. But these Federal Reserve notes, as it says on the bills, if it's not about that, if it's not about having some form of sex with, how you guys say, a bad bitch, if it's not about getting a bag, if it's not about any of that type of hood rhetoric that we grew up on, it's not important for us to know, right? We all immediately disregard it. I didn't do that. I said, I decided to turn down. There were times that I could have been out on the block with all the other homies. There could have been times that I could have been in a club and doing all the things that I'm used to doing or that everybody else was doing. But I decided to turn down and let those hours I was spending indoors doing research, reading, writing, listening to various webinars and other gurus explain in detail this particular information that we're going to be talking about, right? So also with that, eventually comes a time where you have to actually put something into action. So it just happens for me. I caught a couple of cases at this time. And one of the cases that I was fighting was a civil case. It was a family court issue between myself and the mother of my daughters at the time. So there was she had an order of protection against me. And so I was supposedly, the proceeding was for that. The same day, I had two cases this day. I had to go to family court at, I think it was 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning, 1 to 2 in the morning. And then at 2 o'clock that same day, I had to go to Buffalo City Court, Judge McLeod, for I was charged with disorderly conduct, obstruction of justice. They love that one, obstruction. It has no, what the fuck is obstruction of justice even mean? Anyway, they charged me with obstruction of justice, and they charged me with disorderly conduct. They charged me with resisting arrest, assault on an officer. I'm trying to think. There probably was some other stupid charges on there, but I got arrested on Arnold Street. And this was the case I was fighting. So this was a Buffalo City Court criminal case now. Anyhow, so what a perfect time to put this information to the test and see if what I've been reading and learning and studying actually works. So, needless to say, shout out to D-Nice. I went to D-Nice house in the morning, and we smoked a couple of L's, and I went to family court, and I handled my business. But the results that I got using this information were for me practicing this for the first time, it was kind of monumental. I was in disbelief. So what happened was, without being too long-winded on this particular story, I was in a courtroom. There was my daughter's mom, her lawyer, her translator, She didn't speak English at this time. Then there was obviously the clerk, who was in fact the real boss when it comes to the private side of things in the court. And there was the bailey, the bailiff, the judge, and the stenographer, obviously. So anyhow, the judge is basically asking me to, for the record, identify myself. So my response to her was that, well, I'm the authorized representative of the name that you have on that piece of paper there that you're looking at. I'm the only person that can speak or present the interest of that vessel. That's who I am. She goes, well, what's your name? My response to her then was, you please show me some sort of law that requires me to tell you my personal information, and I will gladly disclose that to you. We went through this song and dance for about two or three times, just as Judge Rosalie Bailey, before she got extremely frustrated. And she said to me, she said, okay, we're going to go around the courtroom. Everyone's going to introduce themselves. When you ever heard that happen in the court? Well, everyone introduced themselves on the record. They got back to me. My response was the same. So she was so angry. I swear her face was like red. She says, well, we can't prove who you are, sir. We're going to have you removed from this courtroom. You could be anybody. You could be a John Doe off the street. So my response naturally was still the same. And so she says to the bailey, remove this gentleman from the courtroom. So the guy comes, I'm sitting down, and he puts his arm around my bicep, and he goes, let's go, sir. And I immediately look up at him, and I said, take your hands off me right now before you get charged with contempt of court. You are dishonoring a court official. So he goes, who's the court official, in this real sarcastic tone? And I pointed to the clerk. I said, well, she seems to be the only one in this courtroom that understands what I'm talking about. And I said, you, and I pointed to Judge Bailey, and I said, her, are the ones that are acting as if you don't know what's going on here, and that I am, in fact, a court official, for I am presenting myself in my own interests. I am pro per, a.k.a. pro prior persona, which means to be in the third person, essentially. If you all know about wrestling, you know, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the actor, the movie star, he used to have these catchphrases, and one of them would be something to the effect of, The Rock says, I'm going to beat your candy ass, okay, right? So he's saying The Rock, he's speaking of himself as if he's not there, as if it's a third person in the ring with him. That's pro prior persona. That's Latin for one's third person. So I explain this, and then he immediately takes his hand off me and gives me 50 feet. Once this happens, Judge Bailey closes all of her booklets or whatever she has up on the bench with her. She doesn't hit the gavel or anything. She just runs off the bench and goes into her chambers. So I'm thinking this is the end game here. I mean, it's far deeper than that. We won't go into that, but it was a win for me for it being the first time me exercising this information and having such a result. But there's other things that could have been done after she abandoned the bench or the case. So she goes in the chamber, and I had the presence of mind to, based on the things that I studied, to say, hey, the judge has just abandoned the bench. She just abandoned this case. So I render this case dismissed without prejudice, or with probable cause, rather. And turned around and walked out. Didn't hear anything else from this case. So needless to say, I went back to D. Nice's house, and I gave him the result of what happened. I was so psyched. I couldn't believe. I'm like, because usually we're all taught, oh, them people, don't go in there doing this, don't say that. You got to comply in every way and obey. And this is what we're taught. We're taught to do nothing but comply and obey, right, and be scared and fear. And they instill fear, which is what they're doing with all of these ritualistic, strategically planned attacks, such as this tragic incident. I don't want to make light of it. I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, or to what anybody has belief in, whether false or not. But the event that happened at the Tops Market on Jefferson here in Buffalo, New York. I forget the exact day. It happened a few days ago, which everyone is in the uproar over. All right. So more tactics to install fear in you so they could take more of your civil liberties and take your guns away. This is, if you can see that this is the pattern and or agenda, maybe you might have to have your head examined, because at this point, we can't even say they're hiding anything anymore. They're doing it in plain sight. And it's almost like it's so disrespectful that they're just assuming that all of us are so mentally sedated and so stupid and so plugged into this matrix and spiritually and mentally dead that they can mock us in movies, music, commercials, rituals, all these different things, sports, and we still won't see it for what it is. We'll say, oh, it's just a movie. It's just a game. They gave us four fucking movies telling you what they're doing. They gave you The Matrix 1, then they gave you The Matrix whatever it was, Resurrection, then Revolution, and then now, what, Revelation? I'm probably off on the titles, but forgive me if I am. But nevertheless, they gave you four Matrix movies for you to decode and break down. And you are, most of you see it as just action, or it's just a movie. No, there's always a far deeper and greater agenda going on. Okay? These people own all of the major media outlets, all of the music labels, all of the distribution companies, all of the banks, all of the pharmaceutical companies. They're all in government. All of the politicians are in their pockets. So I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, like Erykah Badu would say, right? But for sake of time, let me stop there and get back to the subject. So, but they can make anything look like anything. They can make somebody who's dead look like they're alive. They can make somebody who's alive seem like they're dead. George Floyd, another ritual. But I digress, because what do I know? Okay, so back to the subject. I go to D-Nice's house, and we smoke some more weed. I'm explaining to him the result. I'm telling him everything that happened in this proceeding. He's ecstatic. We're all going crazy. We can't believe it. It works. So now I'm psyched. You can't tell me that I'm not going to go in when it's time for 2 o'clock's date with Judge McLeod at Buffalo City Court. Bust it. 2 o'clock come, we right up in there, Buffalo City Court. Here's Judge McLeod. And I've never, he's one of the most, quote unquote, feared judges, right? Everyone's scared. Oh, McLeod's going to give you time. He talks a lot of shit to people. He disrespects people, right? He talks down on people from the bench. He didn't do any of that to me or with me. Peace to my brother, Dwight Bay. He was actually there in the proceeding with me. He can tell you. As we mentioned on one of the other shows, his direct response, he actually flipped on the prosecutor. He flipped on the DA. And he verbatim said to the DA, hey, look, you don't want to go to trial with this guy. You're going to be going to trial for the rest of your life. He basically made him put it on a reserve calendar, which is almost like another way of them saying, hey, we're gonna get you out of here. If you don't hear from us in X amount of time, that means it's over. So that's what happened, naturally. And so these were the first proceedings that I ever had using this information. Needless to say, after that, I was even more hooked. I had to know more. I had to get locked in more. I had to study more. It became like a drug to me. I was hooked. And this is how I became, me and my brothers are like, we became so good with, and it's not just information, it's actually a lifestyle. It's a bit of a righteous lifestyle that you have to live. You want to operate and live in honor. You don't want to just be out here taking from people, destroying your community, and because we've all had our hand in that, but you want to live a life of righteousness, because it's about building our people and our tribes. Okay? Now, mind you, for all you people that think you're from Africa and that there was this slave trade on boats, that's one of the biggest lies ever told. There's no transatlantic slave trade, okay? We are all aboriginal natives of the North Central and South and surrounding islands of North America, North Central, South America, and the surrounding islands. We were always here before anybody, and that's been proven time and time again. For all you people that keep saying, oh, well, we need to go back to Africa, maybe you need to have your head examined. You are not from Africa. I correct people all the time. Do not call me an African-American. I'm not African, and there's nothing American about me. I am a private national, special private priority. These are words that you want to familiarize yourself with. Special private priority. We are not in the public, but we are in the private. There's a difference. You can go in your pocket right now or your purse or your bosom, pull out any bill, pull out a single, a five, a 10, a 20, a 50, a 100. It says it on all bills. There's a small phrase on each of those notes that reads, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. They are telling you that there's two sides to the coin. There's a public side and there's a private side. There's a fake side to life and there's a real side to life. There's a freedom side or liberty side and there's slavery. Which one do you choose? There's the creditor and there's the debtor. I want you all to write this down. Go look up House Joint Resolution 192. Go look it up. It states in it that there is no money in America. You cannot pay a debt with a debt. That's unlawful. It's against the law. I didn't make this up. This is a congressional, an actual congressional legislation. Is it that way? Well, let's see, because the United States of America Incorporated is not a country. This is why they lied to you and told you that we all came from ships on from Africa. That is statistically impossible to stack hundreds or thousands of black people on top of each other, chained to each other, however they said it happened, and travel on these piece of shit ass wooden boats. How, ask yourself how many days, how many hours would it have took to sail from Europe on a boat way back then with no technology to here? Do you think anyone would survive that? Where are all of the ships manifest from any of these ships that came in with all of these showing ships manifest for cargo? You can't pull into someone's dock without a manifest for cargo. Can't do it. So this corporation that masquerades as a country, America, is a name that some European guy, another conqueror and or conquistador who came here and tried to conquer us, he gave this land that name, which was already called something else. Before he came here, some referred to it as Turtle Island. So once the Euros came here and befriended us, backstabbed us, raped our women, enslaved us, killed our elders and our protectors, burned all of our origin stories and history books, and now they have our land and we have their Jesus Christ, La Christos, Caesar Bonifacius, or however the fuck you say it. We have the Christos. Well, not we, but you guys. You guys have this false deity to worship. It's not even real. And we're going to go into that also. But this corporation masquerading as a country incorporated under the name District of Columbia in the year 1872. They filed a Chapter 13 reorganization bankruptcy June 5th, 1933. You guys hear it on the media and the news all the time. How they say the national debt is XXXXX trillion dollars. Well, how in the fuck do you got money if the national debt is trillions of dollars? Where is this money coming from? Please explain to me. What you guys have is a medium of exchange. You are using fiat currency that isn't backed by any gold or silver. It's not backed by God's money. It's not backed by any resource of nature. No natural resource. There is no gold in Fort Knox. It's all bullshit. So, again, here's the wool that they try to pull over our eyes. The Grand Masquerade. Any of you, I want you all to look up another word. It's called gematria. G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A. And gematria is ancient. It's the way the Zionists, they use numbers and numerology to communicate certain words. So there's a lot of words that can be identified, names and words that are identified by numbers. If you know anything, if you study these people enough, you'll find that they're very, very, they're real sticklers for symbols and numbers, numerology. They pay homage to dark forces and certain energies. They conjure up certain spirits and energies with certain numbers. This is why when they do rituals, it's always on a certain day of a month. It's always a certain year. It's always a specified day of the week. It's always a specified time. It's always a specified location, such as this situation with Buffalo, with this so-called white shooter who goes and shoots supposedly 10 people die. The first time I seen what they said, how many shots was fired, or they first were reporting 13 people shot or something like that. There's the number, 13. Get out of here. Too easy. Too easy. PSYOP, psychological operation, off the jump. The mayor of Buffalo, 63 years old. The so-called, what is her rank now? She's governor now, Kathy Hochul, 63 years old. Get out of here. Rob Gronkowski just turned 33. That happened on his 33rd birthday. 33 degree Mason. Get out of here. Too easy. Who's from Buffalo, by the way? It happens down the street from Zionist College, Canisius. Too easy. Get out of here. How about the fact that the actual Topps logo is a cube? Very Masonic. Get out of here. No one asked the questions of who trained this dude, who sent this dude, and these other questions. 63 means racism in the gematria, by the way, along with the other some other words. Go look it up. I want you all to know that I'm the first to tell you, don't believe a fucking word I say. Treat this as if I'm just like everyone used to tell me when I first found this information out. He's crazy. He's loony. Like, wait, what? Where's this document at? I can't find it. I got it somewhere. I ain't going to show you right now. But I guess all the state officials who signed and approved all my documents are crazy too, right? Such as John F. Kerry, the former Secretary of State. Yeah. So, with that said, these people, and then you get the fact that 117 days, there's some symbolism with that number. The Bills all of a sudden get the first game, primetime game against the Super Bowl champion Rams, all this national attention on the Bills, and the spotlight on the city of Buffalo with Niagara Street being fixed up, the supposed alleged Tyler Perry-esque film studio coming here, the success of these rappers. There's a national attention and spotlight on the city now. When that happens, that means you're due for a ritual. Okay, you're due to pay some type of homage or knowledge to the higher powers and the higher energies that are in control of things right now. If you don't believe or know that, you need your head examined. There's so many people that say that, you know, they believe in this false deity. Again, I'm not trying to disrespect no one else's belief system, but I'm here to offer you factual information. And this factual information will, in fact, conflict with what you've been taught. And yes, I'm here to tell you that the whole idea of a Christ, it's not real. It's all fake. It's all false. There's no savior. The only person that could save you from any sin is the grand architect, the grand creator. In fact, I have. Let's go to a scripture here in the Bible. Let's prove some things here. And then we're going to be a little random and all over the place today. I got about maybe 20 more minutes with you all. So again, I'm sharing some information. Be objective. Go look up everything I'm saying to you so you know that I'm not selling you wolf tickets. And I'm not about to preach to you, by the way, because I just pulled out a Bible. Just want to read you guys something real fast. And this is out of the book of Isaiah, one of the major prophets. Okay? He says here, Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to start at the 10th verse. And I'll read down to, verse 12. Now I'll read to 13. You guys ready? All right, here we go. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed. Nor will there be one after me. I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I read that part again. I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. And not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am he. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand when I act. Who can reverse it? So he's being a little sarcastic there. This is the creator speaking. And I can read you at least 10 or more other scriptures where he implies the same thing because, you know, black people are hard-headed. So you got to repeat the same thing to niggas all the time because when you say it the first time, they don't get it because we hard-headed, right? So you got to keep saying it and reiterating. So that's what he does here. He tells you the same thing in Isaiah. He tells you in Exodus. He tells you in Deuteronomy. He tells you in Jeremiah. He actually tells you in Psalms also. I could keep going. This is why when you go to these Christian churches, these preachers only preach from the New Test. The New Test to see if you're going to be tempted and tested and throw out the Old Testament, the old scriptures for this fake, quote-unquote, new law. I can show you another scripture where it says the covenant of the Most High will stand forever. Forever in Hebrew means olam. What part of olam don't you people get? Olam means forever. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have a covenant with you for a couple days and then it's going to end and we're going to change it. No, that's not in the book. Some European people showed up and plagiarized our ancient texts and scriptures and gave you a New Testament. One of the first 10 commandments was thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the first thing they do in the New Testament is give you another God. Now, the first book in the New Testament is Matthew, where they give you a quote-unquote genealogy of a Jesus. Your story goes that he was born of an immaculate conception. Well, if that's true, he's not an Israelite because he wasn't born of Israelite blood. That's just to say if he was in fact real, which he's not. It's a made-up story. Actually, he is real. Jesus Christ is Lucifer. That's who he is, masquerading as your savior. He tells you in Isaiah, I want to be like the Most High. I will ascend above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He got kicked out of the heavens for trying to take over, right? That's how the story goes, right? So I ask one question. Where was your Savior? Where was he? It disturbs me that melanated people think that some white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired deity is the savior for melanated people. How does that make any fucking sense? Don't give me that he's black, he had wool hair. And all. It's not real. The New Testament is plagiarized. This is why they went and took out a lot of the old scriptures out of the Old Testament. That's why when you pick up a regular Bible, people say, oh, this isn't real. It's based on, yeah, well, you got a fact book and a fiction book put together. You got a book of facts in the Old Testament, missing other books. And then you got another book, the New Testament, based on all lies. And they put them both in the same book. They omitted Jasher. They omitted Enoch. They omitted Sariah. They omitted Maccabees 1, Maccabees 2. They omitted Barak. They omitted the others, Wisdom of Solomon, the other Ecclesiastics book. They omitted, oh my gosh, what else? So many, that's eight right there. They omitted a lot of books from the Old Testament because there was more information that you were supposed to know and receive, but they removed those books because they knew that if you had the knowledge in those books, their plans that go on today of fear and everything else they're doing would less likely work because you would have the requisite information to combat what they're doing. They killed the very person who would have been around to debunk scientifically and medically all of these fallacies like this COVID, another pandemic, all fake. You can't catch no fucking airborne virus by going outside and breathing the natural air that the Most High gave us. The only way you can be infected with the virus is by injection into your bloodstream or if you're physically bit by something infected, such as a tiger or a fucking dog or something like that. Other than that, it is impossible. Your body actually has bacteria in it to fight off bad bacteria. They told you there was all these different variants and Omicron variant, and this is how dumb they think you are. Now they have something coming out called the monkeypox. I swear I couldn't stop laughing the first time I heard about this buffoonery. Somewhere there's going to be somebody, or the mass is going to run with it. If they told you all that there was a new sickness coming out tomorrow, virus, and they called it swelling face virus, and they told you, hey, in order to be safe from us, you all have to walk outside with thongs on your face. You all would do it. As ridiculous as it sounds, you all would do it. I can't believe I see people walking around with fucking masks on their face outside or anywhere for that matter. It just always was mindless to me. But I digress because what do I know, right? Anyhow, we got a few moments left. We got about coming up on 15 minutes left. The floor has always been open, but if anyone wants to call in with a comment or a question, you can do that. If you're already in, 515-605-9749, hit 1 on the keypad to be put into the call queue, and then you'll be live on air. You can ask your question or make your comment. Let's let it rip. What's up? Talk to me. I'm just going to keep talking my shit. I, again, appreciate everybody that's tuned in, that's been with me. We do this every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This, again, is The Matrix Decoded. I'm Mikael Kalel, your humble host. And, yeah, we here to wake you motherfuckers up. Get up from that slumber. Wake up, man. They out here taxing you, arresting you, adjudicating you, policing you. they doing all this under color of law. They're doing it under maritime law. They're doing it under admiralty. What's admiralty? Law of the sea, maritime law. The highest rank you can achieve in the Navy is admiral, the law of the sea. This is why when you go to court, you see those flags, they have gold fringes around them. It represents admiralty. When you see soldiers with an American flag patch on them, it has gold stitching around it for admiralty. Let's see. Hang on here, guys. Let me get to my control board. Hang on. I think I got a caller. I'm trying to get him in here. Hang on, guys. Bear with me for just a second. Okay, I don't know why it's hiding you from the queue, bro. It's hiding my man from the queue. I want to get him in here. I know he got some good stuff to say to y'all. I'm trying to get him in here for y'all. I don't want to hit the wrong thing on the control board and it mess up the okay. Yeah, I thought I was in the studio now. How do we click out of okay, so I'm having trouble getting back to my studio control here. Maybe if I let's do this. Maybe this is it. Okay. Is this it? Are you on now? Can you hear me, bro? Let's see if this works now, if we got him in. If not. Okay, I'm not sure if it works. Well, either way, we got about coming up on 10 minutes left. As a matter of fact, let me screenshot this so I know. Okay, so anyway, they're using the all capitals name. When you look on all your documentation, Social Security cards, you look on any of these things, every letter in your name is all capitalized. And they're doing this because you are considered a legal fiction. So these are the things that they're using to do this, right? So when you're born, you're given two certificates. You're given a certificate for the actual live flesh you. Then you're also given a certificate for the, as they call it, like the Wizard of Oz, the scarecrow, the straw man, the fake artificial person that they're going to use to tax and arrest you. The reason why they capitalize all of these letters, it's due to ancient Roman lettering called Capitis de Minimis. When you see all capitalized letters, it's referring to something that's dead, a title, or a corporation. Okay? You can write this all down if you guys have been taking notes. Look up everything so you know that I'm not, again, selling you wolf tickets or bullshitting you. So they're doing this all under color of law, admiralty law. I don't know why it didn't come on, bro. I clicked the button and it's just, for whatever reason, it's still buffering. It's so strange. Anyhow, we'll figure it out for next week. So they're doing this under the name of, under admiralty law and or maritime or color of law. In fact, the Star-Spangled Banner that you all know that you say is the actual American flag is actually, in fact, a flag of war. And they've been flying that flag for quite some time. So you have to ask yourself, why, if this is a time of peace, why is there a war flag being flied? You can go, you all have smartphones. Go on Google and type in American flag of war, and you will all see the Star Spangled Banner. Why is that a war flag? And who is the enemy? Go look up the Trading with the Enemy Act, and you will find, once you read it, that the enemy is the people who claim to be citizens of the United States of America Incorporated. You're the enemy. This is why they adjudicate you. They lock you up. They tax you. They arrest you. They kill you. Collect the insurance on you. It's easier for you to die than for you to live for them. They've been murdering people in masses for decades. But this is the government you all worship. This is the government you all have faith in and protection. You guys have faith in the medicine, the doctors, the whole entire establishment of this system that was designed to do nothing but enslave you, control you, keep you scared, keep you sedated, keep you taxed, keep you locked up while the rich get rich and fatter and control you more and more and more, and you lose more of your civil liberties day by day by day by day. You guys won't be satisfied until you wake up and there's absolutely no melanated or black people on the planet at all. At the rate we kill each other and the rate we participate in these, in this matrix, in these programs, we have faith in these false deities. And all of these things are all derivatives of Europe, from the English language to the Spanish language to Catholicism to Christianity. It all comes from Europe. None of it derives from our Aboriginal land. None of it comes from North, Central, South, or the Joining Islands. None of it. We have lost our way completely. And we need to wake up and realize that you need to have a total recall, and you need to forget everything that you thought that you knew and learn life all over again from scratch like you're an infant. Yeah, there'll be cognitive dissonance. You'll have mental discomfort because your whole life someone told you the sky was blue, and then here I come telling you, no, nigga, it's gray. But you never thought to look up in the sky and check to see if it was really blue. You just took everybody else's word for it. Well, I'm here to tell you, once you do the due diligence and the requisite research, you will begin to find that the sky is not fucking blue. It is in fact gray, and that everybody that you've been in contact with has been lying to you your whole life. The government, the schools, the religious ones, the parents. Your parents, in fact, put you into slavery by, when your mom was born, they came and presented her with a form. Well, many other pieces of paperwork, but one of those forms was an SS-5 form. Look it up. It's an application for Social Security. There's a question on that form that asks, are you a United States citizen? Once she checked yes, she just created legal fiction. They give you two certificates, one for the real flesh you and one for the fake you. They get your acquiescence as an infant because you can't sign, you're not smart enough yet. They take your footprint and ink and they stamp it right on the live certificate. There's your acquiescence. And they take that certificate and lock it away and don't tell you about it. And then you only have the one with your own capitalized name. That's the one that they tell you that the only one that exists. So now you got two separate certificates for two separate vessels. But you don't know this. Then every baby that's born, every hospital, which is in fact a military facility, that's why they offer your ass military hospitality. They put an ad out in the paper saying there was a baby born. That's not them celebrating it. They're telling you so the father can come and make a claim. He never makes a claim. So guess what happens? The baby is a bastard. He's abandoned. And you can go look this up. It's also Latin. It's called parens patriae. They come and the state takes over the role of your parent and you become a ward of the state. This is why they can send social services in your house at will and snatch your kids, and ain't shit you can do about it unless you talk to a guy like me or one of my guys who we all know this knowledge and been practicing this lifestyle together for some years. So you guys better stop listening to those people telling you not to listen to people like me, because you're going to be under duress for the rest of your days, and your kids going to be under duress. If there's any of us left still, right? Because that's the rate we traveling. That's the road we driving down. Complete extinction. We got a few minutes left. We up on, coming up on 57 seconds. I want to take this time to let you all know that I have a book out. It's called You Against You. You all can go to thebookpatch.com, go to the search engine, type the title in, You Against You. It will come up. It's 30 United States fiat dollars. You can order the book. It'll be to you in about 7 to 14 business days. It's a very good book. It's about 187 pages. My brother, shout out to him again. He tried to call in, but I couldn't get him in. Dwight Uno Self Bay. He wrote the foreword in that book. He also has a book out himself. It's entitled No Love for Thy Neighbor, which you also, I believe, can get it on thebookpatch.com still. His show, The Ascended Mind Show, will be tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to my brother, Eulogy. He's also part of the Ascended Mind family. His show, Holistic Healing, is on Sundays, I believe, at 4. And then my brother Sal has a show on Monday. The time and the title of the show escapes me, but I'll keep you all tapped in on that so you can tune in. All great shows, great brothers with great information that's going to help you win and turn the tide of duress and oppression against corporate crooks. Okay? Those of you that know me personally, you also know that I do music as well. So you can go on YouTube and you can type in Wavy Blue, W-A-V-Y space B-L-U-E. And then you can tap in and subscribe to my channel for our latest YouTube content. I also have a webpage that you can visit at Frost, F-R-O-S-T, City, C-I-T-Y. NITTO.wixsite.com/TokyoRunway1. And that should come up as well. You can also tap in on Facebook, Instagram, Tokyo Runway, and Wavy Blue. I'm working on a new book. I don't want to give you any times where it's coming out, but it'll be here soon. And I'll keep you all posted on that. So, again, I'm glad you guys were with me. I know I was all over the place today. I got about 90 seconds before the show time logs out. But peace and blessings to all my Yasharala, all my real Hebrews, the real Israel, the 12 tribes. We are coming back. We are taking our land back. We're going to take our soil back. We're going to follow these laws and these covenants, this private information, and we are going to be champions. And we are going to win. We will overcome oppression. We are in this together. I'm here to help you all. Next week, I'll be with you again. Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. You guys call in this time. Hafa.